Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Bridges Step Up. Today, I'd like to share with you how to manage or handle societal pressure. See, in life, for every decision we take, we are influenced by people, we are influenced by ideologies, we are influenced by a group, we are influenced by at least an individual. They may be distant or they may be close to us. And one of the greatest influences that influence our decision is the society where we live in. As a matter of fact, if we are not careful, there are things we wouldn't want to do that because of the society we live in, we'll take steps to begin to do those things. There are also things we think that they are bad, but when we live in societies where it appears as if those things are normal, we just begin to do them thinking that there is nothing wrong with them. Now, wherever you find yourself, the truth of life is that that environment, that society, that community is most likely to influence your life one way or the other. I didn't know the power of this influence until this. Where I currently stay is in a town that is dominated. 99.99% of the people there are Hausas and they are Muslim. So when I wake up in the morning, what I see are Muslim guys and ladies, especially, let me talk about ladies. When I go to work, I see them. When I'm coming home, I see them. When I go to market, I see them. When I want to buy something, I see them all the time. And you know the typical way they dress. So after staying there for like 2 months, I came to another town. And I saw ladies dressed in typical ladies dress, like very nude dress, not very nude, but wearing tight fitting clothes and all that. I was so shocked to see those people. It was like an aberration. I had to tell myself that if Joe, this is the way you have always seen ladies dress, because I'm not in Northern, I'm not from North. It hasn't been long I got there. Now, why I'm telling this story is this: having stayed there for that length of time with those people, suddenly my mind gets conditioned, even without my realizing, that dressing in those long gowns and covering your hair with a long hijab is a proper way or typical way to dress. Okay, maybe why it was easy for me is because when I saw them, I didn't condemn them. I simply felt like, okay, this is the way these people dress, it's good for them, what didn't concern me and the way they dress. Provided they go their way, I go my way, nothing happened. Now, but that to me opened my eyes to understand how much influence, how much impact the society where you live can have on your perception about life, on the way you value things, on the way you see things. That's why I want you to learn how to handle pressures that come from society. Some of those pressures are subtle, some of them are very direct. Whichever way they come, what is crucial is that you learn how to handle them in a manner that it doesn't limit your performance in life or become a distraction or an obstacle to where you are headed in life. Now, like I say, sometimes the pressure from the society can be negative, it can be positive. But the bottom line is that they directly or indirectly influence your choices, influence your perception. And when they influence your perception, they influence your choices, they influence what you think is right or wrong, ultimately influence the actions you take at every point in time. Now, the thing I want to tell you about society again is everyone has, when society begin to expect things from you, when they begin to promote certain values, when they begin to promote certain lifestyle and certain culture, they indirectly or by virtue of that promotion want to influence you into thinking that way, into behaving in that fashion, and of course buying into their ideas and values. I want to talk more specifically about this handling societal pressure by using some specific examples and narrowing this discussion down to something. Every society you live has different expectations from you, even if you are not me, even if yours is not like mine, that I have to leave a particular cultural group to another different cultural group. Whichever society you live have expectations from you, some of those expectations are okay, some of them are very baseless and you shouldn't even give attention to them. Now, they have expectations from you based on their own orientation, based on their values and things like that. It's crucial you prepare yourself to resist every pressure coming from them to make you begin to take steps, to make you begin to live in manner that will just please them, even when it's at variance with what you understand to be correct. Our society grew up in certain culture. Of course, we have a background of idolatry, background of lack of exposure and education. Therefore, what we almost expect all the time is based on the values built on those foundations. it is crucial as a young person today, or even an old person, that you do not allow societal pressure based on 40 foundations, based on 40 values, to begin to influence your life, your choices, and what you have to do. If I have to use specific example, I'll tell you this. A society thinks that once you have come up to 30 years, you have graduated from school, you have work, no matter how small the work is, then you are fit to get married. That is a lie. Being up to 30 years and a job doesn't qualify you to become a husband. As a matter of fact, I believe that the moment parents begin to realize that having a job, being a graduate, and being up to 30 years doesn't qualify a man to have a wife, that's when they start pushing boys into manhood. Also, our society thinks that if you're a lady and you're not married and you're clocking 30, I mean, you are drawing close to 30, they say, what did this girl do? What is? They start saying all kinds of things about you. And if your parents are this kind of people that get swayed by anything, they say they want to take you to one river to take you, wash you, or, you know, they bring all kinds of things. And if your pastor is a confused one, he settles down to begin to tell you, oh, they are doing it from the village. They did something to cover every man's eyes so that when they see you, they will not think of marrying you. Even when in reality, your problem is that your character is so repulsive, nobody wants to marry you. Even when in reality, God is keeping you in his quiver, he wants to prepare you for marriage. Marriage is not about having breast to breastfeed a child and ability to conceive a child. There is more to marriage than just being or coming of age, being a graduate, and having the ability to give birth to a child and breastfeed that child. As a matter of fact, I think it's risky for my wife to agree to marry me if she has not taken time to study things that has to do with child training and stuff like that. The point I'm making is that there are parameters society want to use to measure your success. They want to use to measure your progress. They want to measure you. They want to use it to judge you. Be careful you do not get swayed by those parameters that are based on things that are baseless. If you're a Christian, I want to talk to you specifically on this matter. You should judge your life based on what God considers important. Stop counting the house you build in the village and the one you didn't build in the village. God checks your life. He says a man's life does not consist in the abundance of the houses he has in the village, the car he has to compete with his classmates. What is crucial in life is that you are a godly person. What is crucial in life is that God will look down from heaven and tap Angel Gabriel and say, Angel Gabriel, you see my guy Joseph? That guy is a good guy. Now, that's what I think is important in life, and we should focus on things like that and not things that do not last, something like building house in the village. And because of those expectations, a lot of people have ruined their lives. They go to Indonesia to sell drugs. They say that they get burnt them. They get to they join political offices and start stealing money. Except that they get jailed by ELCC. These are problems we get when we allow societal pressure to come very strong on us. We get ourselves to that point when our ability to resist temptation becomes very weak. Therefore, it's crucial you understand that you cannot buy into those pressures. You have to stand your ground to resist that pressure until you come and allow God take you through phases. Life is in phases, you'd understand that. And at every point in time, you follow God and not people's expectation. You follow God and not what society expects from you. When you fall for that societal pressure, what happens is this. You become desperate. And desperation has a lot of damages it does to you. And that is why next time on Radio Step Up, I'm going to talk to you about it. What's the point I've made today? Life is in phases. You should understand that. Society has expectations from you. Some of the expectations are baseless. You should be careful to ensure that you do not allow the pressure coming from a society whose values and criteria for measuring your success is baseless, and do not allow it to put more pressure on you. Do not allow it to make you desperate. You know why? Life is in phases, and you should measure your life based on things that count.
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up, brought to you by Bridget Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free contents when you visit Brojid.com. That is Brojid.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojid World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.